Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertisement agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer for a political campaign?
I'm sorry, I can hardly understand what you're saying. Who are you?
This is from Opinion Research, and I was asking you, does anybody in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertisement agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
Right now, the answer is no.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president at the U.S. Senate in Florida State on Tuesday, November the 5th? Answers, I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Okay. Which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation? Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of your formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate, and associate or second year? College, okay. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, or other?
White.
Okay. What is your age?
Can I ask you a question?
Just
quickly.
Yep.
Who sponsors this?
I'm sorry?
Who sponsors this poll? In other words, who are you working for?
We are just a opinion research company.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So about the question, what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55? 56 to 6, over 65?
Over 65. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on their wrong track? Right direction, wrong track?
Right direction now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of healthcare, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of the things like groceries and gas, K through 12 education, taxes, economy and jobs, abortion, climate and the environment.
Crime. You have something there that matches up with that, whether that be from illegal immigration or whatever. Dangerous
okay.
Right now.
Okay, thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democrats candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democrat candidate. Probably vote for the Democrat candidate. Lean slightly to vote to the Democrat candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably Republican. Vote for the Republican. Okay, definitely.
Only the Republican.
Probably.
Only the Republican.
Probably vote for the Republican.
Most definitely.
Okay, definitely. Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Extremely disapprove.
Okay, strongly disapprove. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Okay, next question. You will now be given a list of some of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. About Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. About Susan Plasencia.
Who?
Susan Plasencia. Plasencia.
Susan?
Her name is Susan, never heard of her. Susan Plasencia.
No, don't know her.
Ah, okay. Nate Douglas?
Don't know that person either.
Okay. Maxwell Frost?
Nope.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, another party's candidate.
Another party.
Thank you. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for another party candidate?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Okay. In this case, the answer will be definitely or probably.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. There are just a couple of questions we have left. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate, Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate.
I'm going to be for the Republican candidate. I don't know her, but...
Okay. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate, definitely or probably?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Next question. All other things being equal, Which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support if the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform a state government, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community.
Well, someone who's in there already. A Republican who's in there already.
Okay, someone with experience.
Experience, yeah.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Got worse. Food is 3 times worse. More expensive.
Okay.
Gas is expensive now.
Okay, thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record level, and poverty and car insurance premiums have been drastically increased. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for this higher cost? The Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee, President Joe Biden, and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
Democratic policies cause these problems.
Okay. Next question. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. First one, Susan Plasencia, a Hispanic woman who believes the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative, Tallahassee, excuse me, how do you pronounce that?
Tallahassee.
Okay, thank you so much. Susan Plasencia is a Republican servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teachers' pay raises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors. Or the other option, Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA, Republicans, and drastically change things in Florida, better represent the needs of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like rising taxes on the wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a green new deal for Florida.
First one, Placentia.
Okay. Thank you. 1 second. Okay, next question. If you knew the following statements about Susan Placentia were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Placentia in the elections for Florida State House Representative? If each will make you no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Plasencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Plasencia wants to take a bold action like creating insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption, profiting, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Answers, more likely. Will you say like much more likely or somewhat?
Much more likely, yeah.
Okay, and next one. Thank you. Next one, Susan Plasencia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Plasencia voted for the largest expansion of school choice in state history, so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs at all costs. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
much
likely.
More likely.
I like
that.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Susan Plasencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Plasencia voted for record increase in public school funding, as well as an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay raises. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much more likely.
Okay. Next question. Like many longtime residents in your community, Susan Plasencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Plasencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. Answer, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'd say somewhat more likely if it's done right.
Okay, somewhat more likely, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Susan Plasencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the raise in groceries prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Plasencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers. Answers, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
More likely.
Or not.
More likely. More likely to vote for her, but that's a good thing she did.
Okay. As a single mom, Susan Plasencia understands that the risk of or children face online. That's why Susan Plasencia supported a law to create online protections for children from predators, social media companies that have made our children addicted to their dangerous sites. Much more likely, somewhat
much more likely.
Okay.
Much more likely.
Okay. Next question. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate, Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate.
The Republican one, Susan Plasencia.
Okay, and would you say...
Susan?
I'm sorry?
Is her name Susan? I don't really know her, but I know of her work.
Okay. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
I'm definitely voting for her.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. You will now be given some more statements about SUSA and Plasencia. Will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for SUSA and Plasencia in the election for Florida State House Representative? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, SUSA and Plasencia is a radical extremist who voted for Florida's 6-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted to restrict women reproductive rights. Answers much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
She voted for, what was the beginning of that?
It says, Susan Plasencia is a radical extremist who voted for Florida's 6-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted to restrict women's reproductive rights. So do you think much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Somewhat likely. I don't really know the issue that much, but somewhat likely. Sounds like.
Okay, and next one, instead of working to solve actual problems like affordability, public education, and threats from climate change, Susan Plasencia is a rubber stamp for Governor DeSantis' radical culture war agenda that targets minorities and members of the LGBTQ community, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
I don't know. I don't know about where she stands on any of that.
Will you say, in this case, the options that I mentioned?
I don't know. I don't know where she stands.
Okay. Susan Plasencia is a ultra-mega Republican who stands with Donald Trump and the violent January 6th protesters and criminals who tried to overthrow our democracy. Answers much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Right now, I'm for her, so whatever she's doing it right. So more likely to vote for her.
Much more likely or somewhat?
I think much more.
Okay, almost done. If you knew the following statements about Nate Douglas were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Nate Douglas in the elections for Florida State House of Representatives? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Nate Douglas is 24 years old with little life experience and support radical policies like packing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. a state, and elimination ballot security measures. Douglas has based his entire campaign on these issues, with failed to address the real problems that people in your community are facing, like rising property insurance rates, inflation, growth and development, neighborhood safety and preparation for hurricane season. Answer, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no different.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And next one, Nate Douglas has supported defunding local
police. Who are you talking about now? Because I didn't really.
Nate Douglas.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Nate Douglas has supported defunding local police departments, supports a cashless bail which allows suspected criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protections for police officers, much more likely, more likely.
Less likely to vote for him for those reasons.
Will you say somewhat less likely or much less?
Much less likely.
Okay, and Nick Douglas supports radical environment policies that aim to completely eliminate gas-powered vehicles, will raise energy costs by billions of dollars, and make America less energy independent. Much more likely,
don't vote for him. You don't have to go any further.
I'm sorry.
On those first three things you said. Much less likely to vote for him.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. And the next one, Nate Douglas has repeatedly criticized people he disagrees with, calling them fascists and Nazis, racist, and even criticized black people who have different political views than him. Douglas' rhetoric demonstrates he is unfair to effectively serve your community in the state government. Will you say
less likely to vote for him? Much less.
Much less. Okay. And the other one, Nate Douglas supports canceling student loan debt, meaning that takes taxpayers, many of whom did not go to college or already paid off their college loans, will be forced to pay off these loans instead of the students who took them out. Will you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Much less likely.
Less likely, okay. Okay. Next one. One final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Susan Placencia, the Republican candidate, Nate Douglas, the Democrat candidate.
The Republican gal candidate.
Okay. And will you say you're definitely voting and probably voting for Susan Placencia, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, someone else? Okay.
I'm going to vote for Trump.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many
always
Democrats?
Always vote Republican.
Okay. Always vote Republican. Always vote Republican?
Yes.
Or usually. Okay. Always.
Always.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. And that's it. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.